This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 253 for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, despite the Chicago soy complex turning to the downside. The March canola contract adds $5.50 at $645.90 per ton, and the May contract is up $5.10 at $653.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy have dissipated and are moving lower. However, canola is still gleaning support from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil also turns lower, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. Tighter canola supplies in Canada are very likely to lead to price rationing in the months to come. More direction on those supplies will come Friday when Stat Canada issues its report on grain stocks as of December 31st. Although the immediate tariff threat from the United States has been settled for now, the market continues to heed a measure of caution. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 69.75 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 69.95. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending January 30th, soybeans have export sales of nearly 388,000 tons of old crop and towards the low end of trade expectations. Soy meal exceeds projections at about 531,000 tons, while soy oil is in the middle of trade guesses at 2,200 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn are about 1.48 million tons of old crop and close to the high end of market predictions. Those for wheat are 439,000 tons and within trade guesses. On a monthly basis, U.S. exports of soybeans tally 7.96 million tons in December, which is a four-year high. Soy meal hits a record 1.55 million tons. U.S. December corn exports reach a 36-year high at 5.45 million tons, and wheat exports of 1.65 million tons are the best December in 4 years. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to move lower on Thursday morning. The March contract is down 4 cents at $10.53 per bushel. March soy oil gives up more than a tenth of a cent at 44.96 cents per pound. March soy meal loses $3.30 at $305 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn steps back 3 cents at $4.90 per bushel. March oats are down 3 cents at $3.65. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago March tacks on 2 cents at $5.74. Kansas City March adds 2.5 cents at $5.94. And Minneapolis March sheds a quarter cent at $6.18. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.